Welcome to Talk of the Day in Sports. I'm your host, E-Lock. Today, I got a guest for you. Got JJ on the line with us. JJ, welcome to the show. I've got a topic here I want to discuss with you and get your opinion and see how you feel about it. The first one is, I'm going back to my original podcast, which is MJ's fault.
Okay.
What's your thought on Michael Jordan keeping Isaiah off the Dream Team?
Man, I just watched Shannon talk about this earlier on Undisputed. MJ, so petty. You know, to me, this is just another reason why MJ was never my favorite player. There's some things like, when you're that good, you shouldn't be so, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, like, we just so petty and look down on every, you want to put everybody down. And while a lot of people thought the Last Dance documentary made him look better, it just made him look worse to me. You know, and I'm not an MJ hater. Like, when I was a younger kid, I used to think he was, like, you know, he couldn't do nothing wrong. But that's the image they put out there of MJ, that he never did nothing wrong. He never missed a shot. You know, as they say, his legacy has been smoothed over. You know, it's been, you know, all the chips have been smoothed away. So, like, all you see is all the good stuff. And this was just another thing, you know, as you know, now that I'm older and I know a lot more about the sports that I watch, you know, shows just some of the bad things about him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely agree with that. So, like, you know, he was worried about himself being viewed as a bad teammate when this documentary came out. So he was already expecting a little bit of backlash, but I don't think he was expecting the backlash from the Dream Team thing of the snubbing of Isaiah. I don't, because, you know, he denied it. He had a chance to admit it, and he still denied it. That's where I'm at. I'm like, just admit it and get it over with.
Exactly. And I think, you know, if he said, you know, hell yeah, I'm the reason why Isaiah wasn't there. I don't like him. You know, I'm never going to like him. You know, what they did to me, you know, en route to those, that wasn't basketball, because I know that's how he feels. You know, yep. That wasn't basketball. You know, he would have said, if you came like that, everybody would have been like, okay, you know.
Right, like, much more, way more respect.
You know, but for him to go, yeah, no, I never said that. And then now we got you on tape saying, yeah, I'm not playing. You know, just.
Right.
It just don't look good. But, right. So, I got a question for you.
All right.
What'd you think about Paul Pierce leaving LeBron out of his top five?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he did a top five. He left LeBron out of it.
Was that on the jump? Was that on the jump today?
It wasn't on the jump. I think he just, put it out there, and then, like, they talked about it over ESPN. It was maybe it was on the jump. I had to go and look and see it again, but, like, you know, Shannon and Skip talked about it. You know, saying pretty much that, you know, it's a personal thing. I guess Paul Pierce spit at LeBron while he was in Cleveland.
He spit on him?
He didn't spit on him, but he spit at him.
Oh yeah, I never even heard nothing about that. So in Paul Pierce's top five, who did he have? I mean, did he have like a bunch of players before him?
It was a lot of obviously he had MJ, and then he had Kareem. And then it was like Magic. I want to say Robert Parrish. It was everybody, but you know, I can't remember the exact top five. I'll have to brush up on it again. I just thought it was funny
Yeah, I mean, I can see LeBron not being his top five, especially him being a former player or whatever. I would basically, like, my top five definitely would be, I would have Michael Jordan in my top five as much as I dislike the guy. You know, it would be Michael Jordan. I'll have Magic Johnson up there, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem.
Okay. So, I liked the point that I heard about the centers. I don't put all three in because they all played against each other. Mm-hmm. So I only take one. So, okay. You know, we'll put up all those numbers, but didn't get no rings. And then, and then Bill Russell got 11 rings, but you know, his name escapes me, but you know, you're letting him do 50 and 20 on you, you know, and you're personally holding this guy. Now, look, if you got a better team and you win, but I put up 50 and 25 on you, I don't really feel that bad. me personally. But, you know, and then Kareem, you know, with the 6 championships, Kareem might have had the best career in basketball of anybody. You know, he done won at every level, anywhere, everywhere he done been.
All time leading scorer. Yep, all that.
Yeah.
Kareem might be on top of Mount Rushmore, huh?
Yeah, I mean, look, if somebody want to argue Kareem, it's hard to argue against them. Let's just say that.
Right, like, for sure.
You know, any argument you want to use, any statistic, whether it be an impact on a game, whether it be success, I ain't never heard a teammate come out there and be like, oh, I hate Kareem. None of that. Like, there's no bad argument you can make for him. So.
I agree. I definitely agree with that. Before I let you go, let's go talk about another subject that I was talking about yesterday on my podcast. What do you think? What would you like to see the NBA do? Would you like to see them finish the regular season or have a play-in tournament? Let me hear your thoughts on that.
I don't like the play-in tournament idea because that's kind of still in college's thing. So I don't like that at all. But what I would like to see them do is maybe do like 5 or 6 games. Maybe call it preseason. I don't care how they word it. But you definitely want to give the players some knock off the rough games.
Absolutely.
I don't feel like you can expect, you know, these guys after all this time to, you know, just get out there and 100% playoff basketball. I think that's super unrealistic. Somebody's gonna get hurt. Mm-hmm. And that's worst case scenario, you know, especially thinking that, you know, with the next season we'll be starting, I'll probably push it back, but let's just say worst case scenario, you know, you got to be October, November, right? You know, so, I mean, because you can't wait too long, because then now we're putting the next season in danger, so we're going to have to...
I've heard him say as much as pushing back to December, starting around Christmas time. I heard him say as much as that, but it's not, nothing is official.
Right. Well, would it be a shortened season then?
I don't know. I don't think so. I just think that I don't think it'll be any shorter. I think they'll still try to wrap it up in June. Maybe they extend it to August. I don't really know. I haven't really heard. I haven't heard any final details on that. But yeah. I don't know if you heard the podcast yesterday or not, but I had the same topic. I just wanted to I wanted to talk about it with somebody, so I brought it back up again today because I'd rather do a one-on-one with somebody else. So, I said the same thing. I would want them, if, they do come back, I would like to see them have a little small little summer league kind of setup where they can have a little tournament, you know, like preseason kind of games, you know, to get the rust, you know, get everybody back in shape. I think that would be cool. With 16 games left, I was saying I had some numbers over here yesterday. Just say, for instance, Portland is the number 9 seed behind Memphis.
Memphis.
They behind Memphis by 3.5 games, and Portland has 16 games left. Yeah, they have a realistic they can catch them, but are they really going to be able to catch them? So, you know, these teams want to come back 16 games, or do they want to come back with a chance to try to get into the playoffs?
All right. Well, okay. If I'm Portland, I want to play all 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because look, let's just keep it real. I get Nurkic back, and if I'm bringing my full team, healthy team, we're catching Memphis for sure. Like, there's no doubt in my mind about it. You know, I just think. Unless the NBA said, let's go with the old style formula and let's shorten the first couple rounds. And then, so what it used to be like 3 and then 5 and 7 or whatever. So unless they went with like something like that and then finish the 16 games out, which I am totally against. I like the 7 game series or whatever. Right. Or, you know, which I don't think this has been discussed. Stop giving all the days out, you know, because like every playoff game is like, you know, spaced out or whatever. I know it would suck, you know, for older teams, but hey, this is, you know, one of those years where maybe instead of, you know, no back to backs or whatever, you might have to play a back to back. If you let your series go to a game 7, why am I giving you these, you know, 3-4 days off? Don't let your series go 7 games. Put them
right
out.
Right.
You know, so maybe some, you know, maybe a little bit of that has to go on. But I mean, absolutely, they got all the possibilities in the world, but I think what's going to be the hardest part, more than just like how they're going to figure out the games and schedule, is how you going to test everybody, how you going to make sure that after a game, he's not going out and being around untested people. You know, I think, you know, this got a real possibility to be really bad. You know,
I agree. I don't know. A couple weeks ago, Shaq said, "Scrap it." What do you think about that? You think they should just scrap the rest of the season and just go from there and start over next year? That way, everybody be safe. You got more time to deal with all this stuff. You know, you can put we can put the COVID-19 behind us, and you know, everybody be healthy, and we ain't have to worry about it. Or you want to get them back out there and play? I mean, personally, I'm selfish. I want to see some basketball because, like I was saying in my podcast before, it was one of the best basketball seasons that I have seen in a long time. Basketball was starting to lose my interest, and then this year happened. I was into it. I was looking for the playoffs. Now I'm like, look, I kind of like Shaq, but at the same time, I want to see him play. So, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of scrapping the season. I want to see basketball, man. Right now, I'm so sports starved. I'll watch anything, anything sports.
I know that.
But nah, man. This year was gonna be, I think, more probably. I would say since the year where was it Golden State that upset Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
This year is the closest where, like, every year since I've been watching basketball, I felt like the upper echelon of talent has been like so far from like the bottom. Like, I feel like the bottom of the league has more talent than ever before. Like, so it's not surprising now when on any given night, where if the Bobcats beat Milwaukee by 20 because they got enough talent to do it. You know, it just ain't gonna happen every night. Or if Phoenix get the Clippers, because you know, hey, Devin Booker might go out there and give you 50. You never know.
Right.
You know, the bottom of the league has more talent than I ever can remember.
Mm-hmm. The talent is definitely spread around pretty good. There's a lot of good players out there. A lot of good players. Just I got about four more minutes in this segment. Let me get your let me get your take on them coming back to play games with no fans and the reality of the game. And what I mean by the reality of the game is it's gonna be like reality TV with no fans. I mean, you can hear everything. So what you think about that?
I think it's unrealistic to think that it will continue to be no fans. I know I've seen an article where, this might be very different reality for basketball, but where Ohio State was discussing that they can still fit if they use the social distancing measures, that they could still get 24,000 people in the stadium with separating them by 6 feet.
Yeah, so I think I heard something about it too.
So that might be more of a realistic route, but the money is too great. I seen something which wasn't sports related today, which relates in the most craziest way to this, is that it said the world's not opening because it's safe. It's opening because if we don't open it, we're going to go broke. And that's what's going to happen, because if they don't have fans, the sports won't be able to maintain the status quo. It's too much money being lost. So they're going to find a way to get fans there, whether it's, you know, you got to come and you stay in your seat and you're going to wear gloves while you're there and wear a mask and you ain't going to talk to Johnny 6 feet away from you. And if you do so, security gonna escort you out. You know, I mean, I'm not exactly, you know, we don't have the exact measures, but they gonna find a way to get fans 50, 60 bucks.
right, absolutely. Justin, I just wanna thank you for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate your insight. Come back anytime and kick it with us.
Yeah, man, anytime, man. I'll make time for this whenever.
Okay, I appreciate that, man. I like to hear that. Yeah, I definitely don't mind having you on here, because I know we talk about sports all day.
Oh yeah, for sure.
For sure. All right, man. Check out the podcast, man. I'll have you back on soon.
All right, man.
All right, talk to you soon.